Coach, first of all, congratulations. Welcome to Newark Girls Basketball. And I guess the first question is, why'd you want to do it?
Well, I love the game. And obviously, being around Newark basketball the last 2 years, I see what it means to the community and how special the program is. And that means a lot to me as well. There's a special group of girls there. And, you know, if I can... gives me a chance to get back in the game, and which I enjoy coaching and do it with a special group at a special school.
Did you have the itch, or did you just kind of look at this opening and going, yeah, maybe I could scratch it, or I wanted to take a look at this opportunity?
Yeah, I had the itch for sure. I think I can't speak for all coaches, but I think most coaches, you get out of it for a few years or a little bit, and you know that itch starts to get to you a little bit and you want to get back in it. And I thought this was a great opportunity for me to do that.
When you come into a program, and Coach Pertel's done a really nice job building a backup over the last 2 years, is it one of those balancing acts where, hey, he's got something started here, obviously I need to add what I want to add to it, but you try to kind of mix in what's been working then and what you can add along with it?
Yeah, for sure. Coach Pertel did a great job. Obviously, coming off a district championship, with several all starters coming back with the exception of one.
Yep.
So Coach Quack handed me the keys to a Corvette. He didn't really hand me the keys to an old beat up car. So I think the opportunity for these girls to get better is there, where obviously the workouts are going to be, they're going to be pushed and they're going to be intense. And I'm looking forward to that. We're just getting them to the next level.
The thing with this group that I've seen over the last couple of years is they have a lot of fight in them. I mean, there was a couple times in the tournament, I'm like, well, it was a good season, and yet they found a way to rally, and they just never gave up. So I'm sure you noticed that as well, and that they may not be the most physically tough team, but mentally tough, you're not going to find too many better.
Oh, I completely agree with that assessment. Honestly, the two district games, our girls started off slow.
Very slow.
Very slow, correct. And, you know, you could just kind of feel like, oh, here we go. And they just willed their way to both of those victories. Yeah. And even when they played the state champion, Kettering Fairmount, in the regionals, they got down quite a bit early, but they kept fighting and just kind of chipping away. And, you know, it didn't result how they wanted, but I still thought they fought pretty hard in that game.
When you have the starters coming back, like you mentioned, and, you know, three outstanding players with Callie and Emma and Leah, the pieces that are coming as well that could be, knock on wood, very, very productive, is that a challenge that you see, is how do you keep those veterans, you know, focused and driven while also adding in some players that are going to be new to the program?
Yep, for sure. The three veterans that you mentioned, they go hard, and they're as good as they are because of what they do in practice and the skill work that they put in and the amount of time that they put in the off season. So we're obviously, those three girls are going to be, they're going to be pushed and looked upon for leadership. But yeah, the younger girls, that's really where I want to focus our attention this off season, this summer especially, just really focusing in on their skill work and their ability, and letting them know that they're going to be a big part of this and what their roles are. And we have quite a nice middle school group of talent coming up too. So the program has a bright future for sure.
So did you bring this up to Leah before you decided to go for it? Was there any type of conversation? How did that go?
Yeah, for sure. We discussed it as a family. We spoke to Leah about it, and we gave her a few days to think about it. And at first, I think she was a little apprehensive, you know, having dad and everything. As we talked about it more and more over a week or two period, I think she liked the idea. I think she knows that I could be good for this group of girls, and knows that I can push them and get them to the level that they're looking to get to.
And the thing I really liked about her is whatever Jack needed her to do, she'd do it. If he would run some set plays for her, or if he needed a defensive stop, she would go out and get it. So I really think her game over the last 2 years has become more complete. I mean, there's always room to grow, but I've seen her, I think, really develop. She always has the good shot, don't get me wrong, but I love what she's done defensively and making the little plays to make a big difference.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, she's put a lot of work into, we always talk about with her impacting the game in different ways, yeah, other than scoring.
Yeah.
And so she kind of took that, and I appreciate what Coach Pertel and Coach Butcher did and Coach Bailey down the stretch of putting her into a role of becoming a defensive stopper, putting her on the other team's best player and leaning on her to, look, this is your job, shut her down, and you're helping our team. And she did a nice job with that.
She really did. Last question before I let you go, and again, I appreciate your time. When this team has looked really good over the last couple of years, it's ball movement, getting the ball out and going, and when they've thrown on some trap defense and just really made the other team uncomfortable. Same type of style, is that what we're going to look at and maybe even up it a little bit more?
Yeah, for sure. I love the...
So they're going to run a lot this summer, is that what you're saying?
Yes, we're going to get in shape this summer, that's for sure. That's what we're anticipating. More pressure defense, get the ball moving a little bit. I think when, and we've already discussed this with our upperclassmen, when that ball's moving offensively and they're sharing the ball and they're going from a good shot to a great shot, mm-hmm, they're really hard to defend. And our first option is going to be in transition. Let's go in transition. We have 4 to 5 girls that can bring it up in transition. Let's get out and run. Let's use our skill and our ability to hit the open shot or get a drive for a layup, and then we'll run into some motion offense and things like that. Defensively, we're going to be very hard nosed, very physical, very tough, scrappy. Man to man defenses. If there's a time and place for zone, I'm not against it, but we're going to hang our hat on man-to-man defense.
Yeah, I can see, though, you really don't want to play.
That's right.
Should be a good time. Here we are in May. I'm already looking forward to it. Coach, again, congratulations, and we look forward to Wildcat basketball this fall.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.